I'll ever do that. It's never.
Oh, yeah.
That would never cross my mind ever.
Just
like,
saying.
That even thought of that.
Wait, I did that too. In front of a fire station.
Why?
Yeah. It was just in the 90s, I guess.
That is so.
For the thing in the 90s.
I can't even wrap my head around that. That's insane.
All right, so we're back. And we're talking about parenting, and Sarah last week had the brilliant idea of bringing on two of the most beautiful, most charming, amazing Gen Zers, Maddie and Caroline. Welcome, ladies. Welcome to the table. We're glad you're here. But we're talking parenting, and actually, it sounds like the girls, Sarah, have prepared more than we typically do. They have prepared some questions for us. So who wants to go first?
Not it.
I will.
Caroline. All right. So they're going to ask us some questions, it sounds like. And we have not really kind of seen some of them. Some of them we haven't. But they're going to ask some questions. We're going to answer them and then see where it goes. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Caroline.
Wait, are we asking you the same question back?
No.
Okay.
Do we have different questions? Okay, cool. Oh,
okay.
Okay. When you guys were our age, what was your favorite TV show?
Ooh.
Oh, your age?
Let's see. Well, Caroline, how old are you?
14.
So when I was in ninth grade.
Okay. But teenage-ish.
I think, Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's what? Creek.
What is that?
Did you hear?
Katie Holmes. Where Katie Holmes got famous.
I also don't.
You don't know.
Who?
Katie Holmes.
That's a good start.
Now she's with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I know. I was watching a video on Jamie Foxx today.
All right. So.
Okay. Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek. That's
and
a good
one. And Saved by the Bell before that.
See, that Saved by the Bell was my answer. Although when I was a little bit, that was probably, I probably still watched that when I was 16, 17, so.
What?
24.
Yeah.
You have to pick something.
The college years.
You can't copy.
So, okay, I'll give a different answer then. When I was 17, I have no idea.
Wait a second. No, it works out because I was 15 in 1997. So we're actually talking about the same year. That is wild.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of baseball at that age. Sport. So I was.
Yeah.
Well, it's just
sports.
Like a show.
Sport ball.
It's not a show, Maddie said. That's what I watched when I was in high school. Your turn.
Okay. This is like the same format, I guess. Like when you were our age, what was like your guilty pleasure type thing? It could be a show, it could be like a game or something that you like collected, or I don't know.
When I was 17 or so, when I was a teenager, we'll just put it that way. So this is kind of sad, the more I think about it out loud, but we used to go to my grandparents' house every Friday night and we would play like cards and like board games and that kind of stuff. Friday night. Every single Friday night.
That sounds sad. Awful.
But
wait,
super
that's
fun.
Your guilty pleasure? Or
I didn't say it was guilty pleasure.
Well, I'm waiting for the beat to drop.
Yeah.
What? Well, I would say that I did enjoy it. It was fun. I wouldn't want to like tell my friends that I'm hanging out with my grandparents again. But
yeah. Okay. Well, my guilty pleasure
board games.
Was...
Yeah, answer.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, is that? I don't know if it's guilty. Is do
board games with your grandparents?
Because it was with grandma. Oh, okay. Yeah. So mine was like the opposite of that. So we had, you know, all the channels. And we weren't allowed to watch MTV, but on the remote, I would watch MTV and then I would press the back button twice to skip back two channels whenever we'd hear my dad come.
Oh my
Living
God.
On the edge.
And sometimes it would like click back to like C-SPAN and stuff, and I would just be like, oh, hey.
Awesome. That's a good one.
So C-SPAN, MTV, yeah. Which is not even bad compared to...
Right.
Compared
to what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with my grandparents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Caroline, what you got?
Celebrity crush.
What was that?
Celebrity crush.
Oh.
When you were not now.
Daniel.
Sorry. I don't know what we're talking about.
Honestly, I didn't have one. You know, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were super popular during my time, and I honestly thought they were a little cheesy. And I just was never into like celebrities, I guess. That's not a good answer, but no. I didn't have one.
Did you press a little harder, Caroline? Like, come on, give me a little something more. No.
I don't. Are you? Do you want to go into journalism? Because I'm thinking no. No.
So that actually, because you asked that question, it also reminded me of another TV show that I watched. So I watched Boy Meets World.
Yes.
And
I love that.
Topanga for sure. Yeah. And Melinda knows it, so I have to answer truthfully because she will listen. So yeah.
You know what? I like the boy on Boy Meets World.
There you
Corey.
Go.
Corey? Yeah.
Corey?
I like
Corey Matthews.
Look at me. Wow.
Maddie.
Wow.
I know.
Maddie bringing the heat with the Boy Meets World knowledge.
I liked Sean. So.
Sean. Oh,
yeah.
Sean
is
the bad boy.
Good.
Maddie likes the bad boy.
Well. All right. Next question.
Moving on.
You can't peek.
Why
Stop
not?
Peeking.
Why can't I peek?
Okay. Next question is when did you get the most in trouble? When you were young, when was like something that you were like in really big trouble for?
Really big trouble. I was pretty good little boy most of the time. But I got grounded pretty hard for my first speeding ticket. Kind of boring.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for that.
Rebel.
Driving 71 and a 55. Yeah.
That's kind of a lot.
It's not that bad. Not like 90.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got grounded for that.
I was really naughty. But I didn't get caught. So.
So you didn't get in trouble. You're good.
I wasn't in trouble.
Good answer.
What
good answer.
What should you have gotten in trouble for?
Oh.
What should I have gotten in trouble?
Yeah.
That's a better question.
Much better question.
Yeah. I do remember coming in. This is when I was a senior in high school. I remember coming in. It was like a Monday or Tuesday morning, like a school morning. I came in the house at like 5 a.m. after being out all night. And I was expecting to just walk right into the house, right into the living room, and like go upstairs and like go into bed. And for some reason, my mom was up early with my sister doing her math homework with her. I bust through the door and I was like, ah! And my mom like turns around and I'm in my clothes from the day before, and
oops.
My sister goes, oh, hey, Sarah. She's like, mom, I asked her to move my car for me because it was parked behind you guys, and she covered for me.
Wow.
And I just like stood there and I couldn't say anything. And then I was like, yeah. And then I went upstairs.
That's awesome.
But I think well, she let me know after that. She was like, you owe me.
I bet she did.
Yeah.
That's such a sibling.
But I think my mom knew. Moms are always.
Moms usually know. I have learned that.
Yeah.
All right. So I know all the tricks.
Okay.
And so no sneaking into the house, Caroline. At five
no
anymore.
Sneaking into the house.
What question. Maybe like what advice would you give to your past self?
Or ooh,
like,
okay.
What would you change or like something like that?
What I like that. What advice would I give? I would say like don't pressure yourself into figuring everything out so quickly. And I think Sarah and I talked about this last week. So early in life, it was like you got to know what you want to do with your life and your career and all that stuff. And so I would say, like,
yeah,
you know, give myself some grace and like time to figure things out, not feel pressured by just all of the other outside things, or even within myself. It's probably the pressure came more from within than anywhere else. So
right.
Yeah, give myself a little bit more grace and time to figure things out. Patience, maybe.
That's a good answer.
Thank you. Some of these I really should have seen because I could think a lot harder about it. But
that was a good answer. That felt thought out.
Yeah.
I like that my younger self was pretty, like, I didn't really care too much of what people thought.
Mm-hmm.
But not in like a mean way. I think just I was pretty, I think it, sometimes it can come off as naivety, but
mm-hmm.
Even especially at my age now, I'm very much like I was when I was 18 in some ways. I think as you get older, it can come off as being a little naive, but also holding on to some of that is nice because you're not burdened by like what other people think about you. And not in the way where, like, don't think about social norms. Like, I'm not saying that. But, like, mm-hmm. you know, you if you want to go do that new job that you're thinking of at age 20 or 40, go do it. Or if you want to try out for that play, like, I tell Caroline, just do it. Like, who cares if it's the nerdy group or the whatever, fill in the blank. Or if it's kind of the unexpected thing. Like, I think that's cool. I honestly probably would have gotten married later and had kids. I mean, obviously I had kids younger, but like if I didn't have kids, and I like having kids young now, but like I think what I thought I was supposed, what I wanted to do was like go live abroad or like in a big city and then maybe get married and have kids when I was 30. So I just, I guess, stayed open. I don't know if that fits, but I was just, I didn't do what I thought I was going to do. And that's okay. Yeah. My life took a different path.
Yeah I would tag that to say, as much as you want to plan things out,
yeah,
know that the path is going to shift. The things aren't always going to work out. And so be okay with that. And then just another thing for me, and Maddie and I have talked very little about this, but I know with her like school experience, I think for me, I grew up in a private school my whole life. Like I went to a small private Christian school and I'm really grateful for everything that I experienced there. I could have been more kind as a person. Not that I was a mean person. I never felt that way at least, but I think more inclusive, more accepting to all kinds of people, because I lived in a bit of a bubble, that I could have been more just open-minded about other things. But at the same time, you're 15, 16, 17. It's,
yeah,
you aren't always afforded that opportunity or don't have maturity to do that. But looking back, that's the advice I would give myself at least, is just to stay open and open-minded and just
to, you know, what's interesting though? Like our parenting our children, that's also what we prioritize when we talk to them and they can talk to us about that. My parents, it just wasn't on their radar to even have those discussions. So that's also kind of a difference, because the fact that Maddie can talk to you guys about that is so different. I wish the same thing, that I would have been more intentional with my relationships in high school and college, but I just didn't even have the vocabulary to, like, I don't even know, like, have those thoughts. Whereas like Caroline and Maddie, like these are the issues that they're talking about. Like I was just a potato. Like I was just like going to school and like, and then coming home. I really didn't have much more thought other than that.
Yeah. That is so true. I think Yeah, we can. I know there are some other questions you guys have, but
they're more socially definitely. Conscious and
absolutely,
you know, at high school and also just in society, they're way more conscientious.
Yes, you're right. It was just we were just kind of
than we were. Yeah.
Living
we're
up, trying
yeah,
to
we're
find
just like,
be on
right,
the
right.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. What do you hope that we won't do?
Your turn, Sarah.
My hope is that you're not hateful and that you're something I hope you don't do, like murder someone.
That's a
good I guess maybe more like that you did.
Oh, that I did.
Yeah. we were trying to get like some
I
some
got
like
you.
Fun stuff.
Some juice?
You
oh, okay.
Yes.
Dang.
Like not sneak people into the house while I'm sleeping. Like I would just say, just tell me. Like we can have a sleepover.
Wait, are you saying that you did that?
Yes. Also, don't drive under the influence or go to strange people's houses and parties. Like, let someone know. I even tell Ava, who's in college now, just, like, let me know. I honestly don't care. Like, there's no judgment there. I would rather know and have silent judgment and just know that you're safe than get a phone call from, like, a police officer at 9 in the morning saying we found your daughter's body or something. Like, I would much rather that, like, know. And even, like, say, hey, let me call you an Uber or something than... Right. Not know where you are and that you're in an unsafe space without an adult knowing, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it comes down to that safety.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, we've
had...
Oh, is there more, Sarah? Yeah, more confessions.
I think when it comes to dating, a lot of like trauma results from dating, because you are dating people with like under brains that are not fully developed yet. And I was in that position and there was just a lot of trauma from that just inherently. And I mean, we've already even like experienced a little bit of that, but like, it's just not worth it to me. It's like yawn, pass.
Yeah. I do think that kind of what you're saying about if you've gotten yourself in trouble or if, you know, you're in a situation that you know that we wouldn't necessarily approve of at this, like exactly what you said, though. It's like we still like the honesty, the like we're looking out for you. We want you to be safe and take care of you. And so if you've made one bad decision, you know, don't make another bad decision. You know, by not saying something, or it's like, we'll deal with the one bad one. Okay, we'll deal with that, but don't keep making bad decisions by trying to lie about it or cover it up, or you know, just like let's get it out in the open. Let's deal with it. Yeah. And then I think for me, like something that I did, well, there's a couple, but one funny one, like don't go streaking. Don't ever do that. It's never.
Oh, yeah.
That would never cross my mind ever.
Just
like,
saying.
That shocks me that you even thought of that.
Wait, I did that too. In
what?
Front of a fire station.
Why?
Yeah. It was just in the
90s,
I guess.
That is so...
For the like, thing in the 90s.
I can't even wrap my head around that. That's insane.
Yeah. Don't do that. There's no need.
Yeah, don't.
Not
it sounds like they're not...
Yeah, I'm not planning on it.
No.
No.
I think it's just a generation.
Yeah, that was a generational thing, I guess. But then, you know, like so Melinda and I, we dated in high school. You know, she was 15 and I was 16 when we started dating. And, you know, for us and Maddie, we've talked about this before, so she probably knows some of the things I'll say, but we did, you know, we dated throughout high school and it worked out for us in the end. Like we got married and now have 3 kids and it was great. Is great, not was great, is great. But, and we've talked, she and I mean, this is something we've talked a lot about. Like, it did work out for us, but I wouldn't recommend it necessarily, just because, you know, we missed out on a lot of other experiences, just even with other relationships. Like, we kind of, when we started dating, it was like we cut most everyone else out of our lives. For any person. I mean, it was just like we liked hanging out and we wanted to spend
intentionally, right?
Yeah, it was like we wanted to spend time together, and we missed out on a lot of things because we were kind of just so into each other.
Yeah.
And then that kind of, not spiraled, but like at most of the decisions that I made from that point on, I was thinking about her, with the decisions I made with college or where to go, what to study, all of those things. And I just highly warn anyone making like major decisions based on just one other person, you know?
Exactly.
If you're if you're meant to be, like, it will work out, but it's like you have to follow the path, what I believe that God has for you. If nothing else, like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, if you want to, as me and Maddie's talked about, studying abroad, like, if you want to do that, then go do that. If you're dating someone and, like, they don't want you to, well, don't not do something amazing because you need to spend time, you want to spend time with this person. So, again, worked out for us. But there's a lot of things that, looking back, I wish we could have done a little differently too.
Right. Yeah, I wish my parents would have been a little bit more, like, walked me through some of the thinking more. Because I think boomer parents tended to be kind of very much like, don't do this or don't do that. And then that was it. Like, I didn't hear from them after that. And I'm like, wait, but how does that work? Like, what do you mean don't, like, why? It was very much just like, this is how it is, or
this is the rule.
Do this, don't do this. Yeah. And definitely, like, with our kids, I think we talk through things more, and give context of, like, why we're saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish I had more guidance from them. Now I will say to my parents, like, why didn't you say anything about that? Like, that's weird. Like,
yeah, I do think, and I think we did talk about that last time, as far as just, and I hope that we've done a decent job, maybe we'll find out in a few minutes, but that we have, like, we do try to talk about things and have more open dialogue versus, like, this is the hard fast rule, this is why, you know, whether it's a, this is what, you know, the Bible says, or this is what, you know, we, these are the rules of the house, which are all good things, but, how is this, what is the long-term effect, which something we still don't know about, you know, with social media and all that stuff, but things that we do know, at least we can say, okay, this is, like, if you make these decisions, this is the path you're going to kind of end up on, and it's not what's best for you. Whose question was that? I've already forgotten.
Maddie's turn.
Okay, what's a family tradition? This is kind of a two-parter. What's a family tradition that you really liked and that's kind of, like, unique or something? And then what's one that you, like, hated?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I already said the one. Like, I enjoyed going to my grandma's. Very nice. I had fun with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound cool, but it was fun. What is happening?
That's cute. That's cute.
What was the second half?
What was one that you didn't like?
Oh, man.
I wrote hated, so.
Hated.
It's kind of extreme.
Such a strong word. Jeez.
Oh. Wait, are you priming the landscape for telling your parents something you don't
No.
Like?
Yeah.
No. We did talk, when me and Caroline FaceTimed, we talked, like, a little bit about how we would answer this question, but we couldn't figure out anything good. Because.
Oh.
Like.
So, okay.
So, there's not a lot of, yeah.
Yeah. Hate I is a very strong word, but I use very sparingly. Mm-hmm. So let's be very clear about that. I'm not going to say hate. I don't hate. There was nothing that I hated. Never.
That's good.
Never. I had a great childhood, mom and dad. but I think that we kind of, my parent, and they do listen, and so I want to be honest, but also careful with my words. They're pretty simple folk, you know, pretty calm, kind of like their routines. And I think especially as I have grown up and just the family that I married into and just the life experiences that I've had, you know, since then, I've seen a lot more of the world. And so we kind of like our traditions were like for vacation, like we would go to the same like two spots, basically. Like we go to the beach. It's about a couple hours from here. And we go to the mountains that are a couple of hours from here.
Oh.
So it's like, yeah, Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, Dollywood. We went to Dollywood.
That's fun.
It's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like those are like amazing times, right? So it's like, I'm not complaining about that. I would have liked to have seen a little bit more, but you know, I've enjoyed getting to take you guys to some new places. So, just that, it's almost that tradition routine. It's like, we were very like routine. So like for Christmas, it was always like the same thing. Like we would go do the Christmas thing at my parents' house.
So it's like too much tradition.
It was like almost. So many traditions. Like it was just like the routine that we did.
That's like,
and I kind of like a little bit more. And I think some of that is just the person that I'm married to.
Yeah.
It's like she likes adventure.
I was
going to
say that's
things.
So weird because that's like complete opposite, I feel like, for us now. It's like nothing is the same, like, ever.
Right.
Well, what I was talking about with Caroline, it was like, it was hard for me to answer that question because it's like, we don't have traditions because every year is something else.
Yeah, we kind of mix it up.
So
yeah.
It's like, that's
well, like
why
my,
I was...
You know, my parents live in the same house, like, when I was a kid. So like, the exact same house. Yeah. So like, you know, and so like, it's just, that's who they are and what they've done. And so like, I lived in the, you know, obviously in the same house for, until I went to college. And then, so even in Seattle, like we moved, what, three or four times just there, you know, in the few years we were there. And then we moved a few times here too. So that's the best answer I can give. But I don't hate any of it. It was all great.
Yeah, right. And you didn't, I don't think you knew any different either. Like,
We
didn't know any different. So when I, like compare our parenting or them to like what we grew up with, like at the time, like that's all you know. So like, it was great. Yeah. I mean, tradition, I remember going skiing with my dad on Saturdays. Like we would wake up at like 6 a.m. My mom would like pack us a lunch and send us off for the day, like the whole day. And it's funny because as an adult, I'm like, oh, I'm on to you, mom. Like, I know what you are doing. You are getting us out of the house all day. Bye. Have fun.
See you tonight. Maybe.
Yeah.
You don't have to come.
Or just spend
I like that.
Just
traditions? Yeah, we didn't have a lot of traditions, though, like growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were a little bit more, well, we didn't really live near like my mom's family. She didn't grow up in Seattle. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't hate any traditions. We didn't have a lot.
Didn't have traditions. Yeah. Good one. How many more do you have?
That's like it for the questions. And then there's,
I want to do the who most likely to.
Okay.
What was that?
Who's most likely?
Yeah. Okay, all right, so we'll move on here. Right.
This is the segment called Who's Most Likely To?
Who's Most Likely To?
Need like a song.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh.
That was
ding,
it.
Ding.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, wait, the first two kind of go hand in hand, though.
All right.
Wait, how are we starting with those?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how are
those?
Reading it. I just read it.
Okay.
I guess we have not seen these, Sarah.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Right. This is ridiculous. Oh,
okay, so the who's most likely to is between the kid and parent.
Parent. Okay.
Okay.
Between the person asking
the question will answer first, and then you guys will answer first between you guys. Yeah. Is that?
That works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Who's most likely to accidentally poop themselves while farting?
Wow.
I mean, that's not even a question.
It's you.
Yeah, I pooped myself several times in public.
Oh, no. No, that's
and in bed. Like,
oh my god!
Wow,
that was a little too casual of an answer.
Yeah, that was the algorithm.
Well, it's not me.
It's not me. She said, it's not me.
Oh, it will happen, Maddie. Wait,
yeah, I would say, just probably for just from age.
That's what I was
saying. And my recent hospital visits.
Yeah, that's exactly.
It's most likely to.
Yeah.
I'll take the bullet on that one.
Not me.
Okay. It's most likely. Oh, I don't even have to fart. It's not like a fart is going to.
No.
Like,
no.
No. Oh, no. Okay.
Let's not say that.
Who came up with this question, Carl? Is that you?
It was on. Yeah, people looking up questions, and that one was on
I
there.
I think for like, Maddie chose that question. Yeah, actually,
of course I did. What do you think? Yeah. Well, the next one fart is the next one's like
the, next one's kind of
the same.
It's, yeah.
Who's most likely to fart in public?
I mean, yeah.
We like talking
sure.
about farting.
Yeah.
How old are you?
17.
Okay, me, sure. I'll take that one too.
Yeah.
I think it's a tie.
Well, yeah, I probably did today. I don't remember.
I feel like if it gets to the point where you can't really remember, then it's more like on a probability level,
if you're not sure.
Don't even think about it anymore, it's gone. Yeah. Like, I'm at least conscious, you know?
Fair enough.
Okay, you said that it's a tie, but I think that yours would be more obvious. Yeah.
I just learned that you have to
She's far louder.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I eat more vegetables.
Oh. Is that a thing?
I eat more vegetables. That's true. Yeah.
Beans?
Broccoli?
Wait, I eat no vegetables. So if you eat more vegetables, you will not fart in public.
I don't fart in public.
You? I do.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, great. Those were the kind of two hard hitters.
Wow.
To start
Came,
out
coming
with.
In hot.
It's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next.
You had no shit.
Yeah, that was kind of unhinged.
Okay, who is most likely to become a millionaire?
Well,
between us?
I feel attacked. Yeah. I don't.
Oh,
wait. Is this you're asking? Between us?
That's. How
I think
I
out of the
so.
Four of us, there was only one clear winner here.
Who's that?
It's not me.
Is yeah. Are we talking about I me?
Maddie.
Yeah,
yes,
Maddie.
Yeah, I think we all.
Cool.
Remember us when you're rich, Maddie.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll put you in my thing.
Spent most of my life as a nonprofit.
I'll put you in my
which means nope.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Unless in this podcast could really take off, guys.
Yeah. I mean, you got
this
you
is
drop
the one.
Merch.
Yep.
Get
who pooped
sponsors?
In public?
Exactly. You could get like
poop t-shirts. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Whew. Okay.
All right. Well, oops. Okay, the next question's who's more likely to shoplift?
Now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wouldn't? Okay, I have kind of a hot take on this.
Oh.
I'm kind of an advocate for shoplifting when, and this is kind of risky to say, but I don't
really
care. I haven't ever. I promise. But I feel like for places like Walmart or like Target, like those big stores where it's like they aren't going to know, they aren't going to care, and they're probably doing terrible stuff with all the money they have anyways. Like it doesn't really matter.
Maddie.
Like I'm just saying, and I haven't done it. I'm just saying I get
Is this what's going through your head when you're at Target?
Yes, but I don't ever actually do it.
Well, they have money to spare and they should definitely donate.
Right. Like yeah. It's not going to really matter. So.
That's like saying, well, that person's terrible. I should murder them.
Well, but it's not murdering. It's just taking a Twix bar. It's not
I don't
like.
Know. I don't know.
I said it's a hot take.
It is a hot take.
That's my unpopular opinion.
I'll think about it.
So I guess obviously the answer
but
is
But it's
me.
Definitely you.
Who do you think?
Caroline. Are you a thief?
Jeez.
No. I mean, I did shoplift when I was like 5.
See, I haven't even done it.
So you are a thief.
I stole Hot Wheels car.
Ooh. No, you also stole something from Claire's.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
You were like 2. You just walked out.
Yeah.
I remember I had Old Navy once with a pair of gloves, and I started crying because I thought I stole it.
May have walked out.
I think your dad is saying, let's keep that energy. No, well, you know what? There is like Robin Hood, so
that's what I'm saying. I would never steal from like a small business or like a local store. That's so awful. But like Walmart, what are they gonna do? Carrie at the front desk is not gonna care. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not gonna matter. I don't. Like, yes.
What if What if Terry got a cut in his bonus because she stole?
I'm not saying like stealing big amounts of things, just like little things here and there.
Terry.
It's not gonna matter.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't have to agree.
Yeah. Agree to disagree.
Agree to disagree, yes.
Agreed.
Oh.
Okay. Who's most likely to spend money on something dumb?
Define dumb.
Me? What? Probably true.
I don't spend my money.
I just bought a shirt off of an Instagram ad that has two kittens, and it says, show me your kitties.
I have an entire collection of shirts like that in my closet. I guess it would be me also. Can I show them?
Yes.
I got from the thrift store?
Okay. Yes, Maddie, we went to a little fun town today, a couple hours from here.
The answer, spoiler alert, is me.
So Maddie says she's the winner.
It's the Tasmanian devil and it's huge.
That's awesome.
So yeah.
Well, technically you didn't buy it.
That's true. So maybe the answer is you.
Technically, I. Because I said.
Yeah.
All right. So who's paying for this, Maddie?
So you are. You spent your money on something dumb for someone else.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Who's the dummy?
You.
I guess it's me.
So maybe it's a tie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've made some dumb purchases for sure.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
I don't spend my money that much.
Yeah. Maddie's pretty. She makes us spend her money.
I mooch off.
She's going to be a millionaire. She definitely.
Gotta save those money.
Yeah.
I'm saving.
That's right.
Who's most likely to get a terrible tattoo? Would you ever get a tattoo?
I would, but it wouldn't be terrible.
Would it be like small?
Oh. Yeah, it'd be tiny. And
so probably me.
Yeah.
Dainty.
Yeah.
I get like.
Kind of, yeah.
I want tattoos anyway.
Maddie and Max talk about tattoos all the time. So
probably me.
It'd be Maddie for sure.
Yeah.
What do you want? The weirdest, yeah. Like what's like the weirdest one that you've seen? Like, ooh, I'd like to get.
Okay,
that.
Well, I thought of like a year ago, there was like a Minecraft tattoo that I saw, and I was like kind of wanting it for a little bit, and then I was like, that's really dumb and not good.
See, this is one of those things we talk about. Like, you know, don't make dumb decisions when your brain hasn't fully formed.
Mm-hmm. So, but that's an example.
Yeah.
It was like a little Minecraft record that they have. And it's like, it just didn't look good.
Okay, so. I could see how that would be like quirky.
Like, not for me.
You would have regretted it.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
For sure, though, Maddie. Yes, yeah, it would be me. 100%.
Okay. Would you get a tattoo? Are you too scared to get a tattoo?
I am, because I would regret it. Mm-hmm. I change my mind too much. Yeah. I already know that about myself. Would you?
I think I'd like think I made up my mind and then get it and then be like, ew. I'd be like,
ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's
you should just get a tattoo that says ew.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I actually like it now.
Oh my. Accurate.
That's funny.
That is kind of a good idea.
Yeah.
Ew.
I would get a ew tattoo.
Maybe like
on your. We should get matching ew tattoos.
Yes. Maybe ew, like David. Fingers. Yeah. Ew.
Ew.
Right there on my.
And then it could be like you turn it around and it says me.
Oh,
there you go. Or like a mom tattoo where it's like upside down. That was wow.
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 Ew,
wow.
Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Me. Meow.
Me. Ew.
Meow.
Meow. Wow.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway.
Digressing.
Next.
Who is most likely to survive an apocalypse?
Like a zombie apocalypse or like
I think we're both dead.
I think neither of us.
Yeah.
I think I would die and mom would play dead.
And then die.
And then die.
And then
yeah. Die.
That makes sense.
Or I'd scream so loudly they would just eat me. Yeah.
It's like in a quiet place.
I'd faint and then they'd come get me.
How about you guys?
What do you think?
I'm not super survivory.
I already have my stance on
probably Maddie.
Well, I would say me if I actually wanted to try, but, like, I've thought about this. And if it was, like, a global, like, zombie thing, then it's like, okay, everybody's gonna go eventually.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna take over, so you might as well just, like, get it over with.
Don't fight
now
it.
And just, like, jump off a cliff or something. And, like, you have to... Like, you don't have to succumb to the zombies, and you can just kind of relax. But if I thought there was a chance to actually survive and get through it, then I would, like, at least try, maybe. I don't know. I'd probably survive.
Question.
I think you would survive.
Yeah.
Out of the four of us.
You're resourceful.
I could, yeah.
But, yeah, she does have that bit. Forget it.
Well, it's like, if it doesn't really matter anyway... If it's going to be, like, the rest of your life you live, like, in agony trying to fight these zombies, then there's not really... Like, the quality of life would be in question.
Wow.
You know?
We have deeper discussions to have here.
Yeah, I'm just...
No, this is a deep question.
Yeah.
But me.
But we're going to say Maddie. Although I'd really second guess.
All right, well, next. Who's most likely to be on a TV show? This is kind of broad. I don't know what kind of TV show.
Any TV
show. Yeah, like Cops or...
like as an actor or on the news,
could be
Survivor.
Any, could be any of
Bachelor.
Any of those. But it's going to be...
Oh.
Well, yeah.
I've aged out.
Yeah, I feel
I've aged
like
out.
At this point...
Price is Right.
Yeah, actually.
Wheel of Fortune.
Actually, maybe it
Wheel.
Would.
Price maybe. Is Right. Maybe.
Not Jeopardy.
Mm. Yeah. No. No,
not Jeopardy. Not Jeopardy.
Not that
one of those luck shows where you don't really need any, like.
What's happening here?
I'm just, you know.
I mean, someone's enjoying this too much.
I feel like Price is Right is a good show.
It is a good show.
There's luck and skill involved.
But yeah, I would still say Maddie. Maddie wins again. Yeah. I think she's just got a lot going for her. Age.
Yeah. Not a good age.
Caroline, definitely.
No, I think you.
What? What would I be on?
You'd be someone, like, you'd be a really silly character.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you would be on a show. Like, as an actor.
Like, what show?
Not a reality show.
Not a reality show. Just an actor.
Oh. Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy.
All right.
That's the end of the...
That's the end?
Most, who's most likely?
Oh.
And there's, like, a little...
Oh. Ooh, I like this.
These are the ones you made.
Oh. Oh, I like this.
Well, that makes sense. These are some really good.
Finally, we're getting to the good ones.
It took us an hour.
Really good. Oh, wait. I like them.
Well, look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
So how would
Maddie,
you
Maddie, how would you describe your dad to your friends? Or how do you?
Yes. How do
she does not.
I actually, no, I do.
Oh, okay. Wow. Surprising.
I say that you're kind of like quiet because whenever my friends come over, they're like, they're like, where's your dad? Or like, he's so quiet. I'm like, yeah, he's like quiet at first, but he's like really funny and stuff when you get to know him. But he just doesn't like, he's not very extroverted. I guess let's say you're like introverted, and but we have a lot of fun when, usually when people aren't over. It's like, that's a thing. It's like, you don't really interact with any of my friends, you know, because it's like, you're just kind of, go away. So I guess that's how, so here's, I don't know, quiet. Okay,
my theory on this. So there's strategy. Like, I don't want to embarrass anybody. That's my thing.
That's kind of what I was.
So it's like, you know, some dads are like, come in, you know, come in real loud and abrasive and like try to like be like, that's their shtick, right? Is to like, I'm going to do everything I can to embarrass you. And I'm like, I'm just not going to be that person, which I'm not anyway. My nature is not that way. But I think even like I go like to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Your dad even home?
Do you have a dad?
I have actually been like, not asked that, but it's like, is that your dad? Somebody's asked me like, is that your dad? Because it's like, they're not really sure.
So. All right, good to know.
Yeah.
So we can step it up just a little bit.
Yeah,
lurking in the shadows. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, the who guy? Is that?
You're like,
are you supposed to be here?
Yeah.
So, yeah, seems my answer.
Okay, well, good. Great.
What do I say? I say that she's like funny. Yeah, she's funny. She's like, she's like funny, smart, and pretty.
Oh.
Are like my three.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, my dad's really funny, smart, and pretty.
So. You should say that.
I will.
Yeah, you can say that.
He's funny, smart, and pretty.
Just for the bit. I will.
Just for the bit. Anything for the bit.
Yeah.
That's the rule. A good answer, Carol.
I mean, my friends agree with it.
Oh.
She's the hot mom.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Wow. Nice.
Okay.
I've only met a few of your friends, though.
Okay, wow.
Just the general consensus between the three of them.
Can I be the smart? How do they know I'm smart? They just have to believe.
Like your advice that you give me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a really good answer.
I've really dropped the ball, apparently.
No. You're pretty, too. Funny, smart, and pretty.
Oh, it's my guy.
Who's that?
You know.
Well, so does Daniel have permission to lurk out of the shadows a bit more?
Yes.
Like, he's not going to embarrass
me, right? I would hope so.
Yeah. So glad we got this on the record. That's not embarrassing.
Hi,
and you're very funny. So you should actually tell more dad jokes around her friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. More dad jokes. Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm glad. I'm glad we cleared that up. Sarah. Great question, Sarah.
So, girls, what do you think, or what do you wish more adults understood about teenagers?
I think that they like underestimate like how much we like understand, but then they could sometimes like overestimate, like be like, why did you make that stupid decision? But they'd also be like, you should understand this. Why don't you understand that? And I feel like they get like confused.
Yeah.
I'm confused listening. Wait, are we over?
No, I feel like, okay, I get what you're
Take
saying.
Two.
I feel like a lot.
Yeah.
No, I feel like a lot of us are like pretty well educated in general because of like the amount of resources that we have, you know? It's like if you, when you were a kid, it's like you kind of had a computer and like a phone on the wall maybe, but that doesn't help. Like, you know, you can't Google something. You have to go in like books and stuff, but like, if like with us now, it's like if we want to know anything, we can just look it up. So I feel like we're well educated, and that's cool. But at the same time, we can be like just idiots and like make dumb decisions still. And so if you see us as like these really smart, like, people, I guess, sometimes, then it's forgetting that we still have that like young side to us where we're also just dumb. So,
And I would say too, the something that I feel just personally, like even when you said like you have like access to all these resources, I think, you know, resources are, they're great, but is it accurate? Number one, it's like anybody can update Wikipedia.
Right.
Like I can say I'm, you know, Steph Curry's my brother. It's like, well, he's not, but I can say it on Wikipedia and it can be up there for a little bit, you know? So I think there's the danger on the flip side is like so much information that you have to sift through like what is true, what is not, you know, and that sort of thing. And that's where I think for me as a parent, at least, like trying to come in and give some sort of guide and like giving you freedom to like explore and learn and figure things out. But at the same time, trying to guide to say, okay, like think about it from this, you know, this angle, or, you know, maybe where you're getting your information isn't. And adults do that too. So it's not just teenagers. It's like, I mean, well, we joke about like, if you leave Fox News on 24/7, you're going to go one direction, right? Yeah. You're going to lean one way, whether that's what is true or not. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know how that fit with what.
Well, you're I think also though, like with school now too, I've had like in my English classes and like digital literacy classes where we're taught how to like analyze resources the right way and like find reliable sources and that kind of stuff. And I don't know if did you have to do that as much, because it's like, did you have that kind of last? Because it's like, do you really need that if all of your sources are like books?
We did. And they were all books, and it was annoying.
Yeah, because I feel like that'd
be
weird.
You go to the library and like find all the books.
Oh yeah, you had to go get 10 books. But for example,
like, you have to get like, did you get taught in your classes like what you can use and because
it's reliable,
as like a source on our essays, and because that's
it's opinion
or for like news sources we have to use like a in the middle, like we can't use a leaning, like leaning left or leaning right news, like we have to use something politically neutral or that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, interesting.
I think like a lot we're like taught that now, maybe is something that you might not understand either.
That's really good.
You guys are so smart. You're so dumb. We all had telephones on the wall.
And books.
And silly books. No, that's good. That's really good.
Why don't you pick them?
I'll just pick. I'm
geared towards
all right, I'll pick the last two. Is that okay? And then we'll wrap it. Yeah. I'm going to take over. I'm going to be a...
I know. Lurking in the shadows.
That's an
I'm here. What makes a parent fun? What makes a parent fun? Maddie, you first.
I feel like you guys are very fun parents. So
didn't
that's...
sound like it.
No, that's not what I said. I said you are quiet when you're with my friends.
Oh yeah.
Not like boring. Anyway, I said you were fun when you
that's
were with
right,
us.
Yeah.
I literally.
Right.
That's exactly
that's
what
right.
I said. Anyway. You're just hearing all the negatives.
That's
Anyways.
True. I do hear the negatives.
Okay.
I will
so,
think about that for days.
They're both, like, you and Mama are both really fun. I feel like we do so much. Like, and that's a hard thing to say, though, because I know a lot of people aren't, like, able to do as much as we are. So I'm, like, really grateful for that. But I think, like, just setting aside time to spend, like, as a family, even if it's not, like, going on trips, just, like, hanging out together and playing board games, which we know you love. And I don't know. I think, like, quality time, doing stuff that everybody enjoys, I guess. I like going on trips.
Yeah. So. Good answer.
Wait, are we talking about, like, our parents or, like,
in general,
our parents?
What makes a parent fun? Sure. Whatever.
Because, like, my parents are fun, but, like...
Yeah, whatever. whatever you feel like.
But what?
The floor is yours, Caroline.
But like my friends' parents, like sometimes they're like not fun. But
keep going.
What makes my friends' parents fun is like if they have something to do,
like a fun event.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a plan or like a structure.
Okay.
So like
structure is
it's
fun.
Not just like. Yeah.
It's yeah. not. You're not just sitting there awkwardly.
Yeah. Or if they like. I don't know, have something interesting.
Caroline, Caroline likes talking to like parents.
Oh.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I like Susan Riley's mom. I can hold a conversation with her. Yeah, you're gonna be that mom. Soccer mom.
That soccer mom?
Talking to the parents.
Nice.
Well, when I'm a soccer mom, I will be a parent.
So like you both said events and like some activity.
Doing stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like staying busy, I guess. I don't like being bored. Being bored.
I don't like being bored either.
Oh, you want us to entertain for you guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Little entertainers. Yes. You walk around the house and...
Entertain me.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Okay, this is the last one, and then we'll wrap things up. Do you think that we would have been friends in high school?
Ooh, that's a good one. Okay.
Why or why not?
Is this like if you were now or if I
would? I think the parents should answer.
Yeah, Maddie, are you going to be friends with a 40-something?
No, I mean like if I went in like the 90s or like if you were a teenager today.
Yeah, right.
Cuz I feel like that changes things.
Well, I don't know what you guys were like.
Yeah. Okay, let her answer. Okay.
Well, which?
Well, we can go from both angles and then kind of
see.
So, well, let me ask this though. Like, Sarah, how do you think you would be now as a teenager?
I mean, I feel like how I am as a parent.
Yeah.
What?
That face.
I forget that. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess that answers my question. I feel we
would
be friends.
Like a parent when you, as a teenager?
Well, like my same energy. Yeah, no, my vibe. My vibe.
Oh, okay.
I was pretty similar in high school.
To now?
Yeah. And I think we would be friends. Sorry, okay. I just hijacked that. Ours is an easy answer, I feel like. Do you agree?
Yeah,
I feel like it's different for us because, like, I don't know.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that question earlier, though, too, because I do feel like I'm not the same as I was in high school. Mm. I'm probably more laid back, more kind of quiet.
So you were like...
I wasn't like crazy by any means, but I definitely liked to have fun and was more... I was the person that was like friends with everybody in some capacity. Like I got along with everybody really well. I wasn't like best friends with everybody, but you know, playing sports and that, I was in a lot of activities and that sort of thing. And so I was just constantly around people where I'm not as much like that.
I feel like since me and Mama have like similar personalities, we would have gotten along well. Mm-hmm. If I was in like the same friend group, I feel like we would have been. I feel like we would.
Okay. Yeah.
We would have been like. Like, if we were in a group, then we would be, like, fine with each. I don't think we'd ever, like, hang out on... Because, well, also, if we're talking about back then, it's like, I feel like you didn't really... I don't know, like, girl friends were, like... Like, it was kind of weird.
Back then?
Just girlfriends that you would hang out with if you're, like, a guy. Because we've talked about that before. How it was, like, weird for you to have, like, other girlfriends without... People being like, ooh, do you like her?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
But, yeah,
right.
You know, yeah, I still did, though.
Oh. All right.
I mean, I've always been a little bit like that. Like, again, it was just getting along with everybody.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter. So.
Yeah.
I feel like we would have been friends, but not, like, best friends.
Probably not.
Like, friendly. Friendly.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Yeah. I feel like me and Mama would have been, like. What do you think? Like,
I think.
Yeah.
Do you think we would like clash back then, or do you think we would?
I think you could have. I think clash is probably a strong word, but I think you could have like butted heads a little bit. You're so similar.
Yeah. It's hard to have, like, two of the same person.
So you guys would, like, here's what I admit. At some point before I came along and stole your mother away from her boyfriend, you guys would have liked the same guy or something, and you would have gotten really mad at her, and she would have, you know, been like,
"Well, it doesn't. He's not yours.
I don't care about you then."
Yeah.
And then it would have been a whole thing, not like ugly, but it just would have been this undercurrent where you guys like,
yeah,
it wouldn't
see
have
it.
Like blown up into this big thing, but there would be like this underlying tension.
That's so weird to think about.
That's my prediction.
Yeah, that makes sense. That like it like makes too much sense. You know, like I can really envision it in my head.
Well, you know what though? Because Max is pretty quiet, and you and Max are very good friends. So
yeah, me and Max would have been
friends. Mm-hmm.
Me and Max,
So you might have been friends with your dad.
I feel like it's different though with me and Max because we kind of had to be friends growing up because we were always just not with each other. So then we like became better friends. But I feel like if it was just me and you, and we didn't like grow up together, then it would be hard to like become friends.
I think too, like I was super into sports. That was it. You know, not that wasn't it. That was a lot of what I spent most of my time
with. If I was in choir with you, we would have been friends.
Maybe. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not.
So many paths to take, you know, some, but I'm more intrigued about you and your mom fighting over
a guy.
Over some dude. That's just, that's funny to me. And kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's like
that's very Back to the Future of you.
Yeah, yes. That's exactly what it sounds
she
like.
Watched that.
This is getting into some interesting plot lines.
Well, that's where
we
cut it.
That's
where
we call it. Yep.
Well, this has been lovely. I don't know. Yeah, I have a lot to take
be a
in.
Fun what one like? To look back on.
All right, so let's wrap it up, Sarah. Like, what's your takeaway from this?
I think it was super enjoyable. I think parents and kids don't really ever get to have a structured kind of conversation like this, and it was good. I like it. Part two.
For me, I've learned to be not so creepy.
He focuses. That's the one thing he's gonna hang on to for the rest, like for the rest of the month, probably.
Oh, no.
At least until vacation. Yep. Don't be so creepy.
Oh my gosh!
You need to auto tune it into like a little clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took that away. No. That was the main thing.
Okay,
but that's not it. If nothing else, for me, like, my hope in this is that as people listen, it's good to encourage parents and their kids to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
Like, to have fun conversation, interesting. I mean, even if it's some of it's meaningless, even if some of it hurts your feelings, it's okay.
What? It,
I'm kidding. Oh, jeez. I'm kidding. Definitely kidding. Mostly.
Yeah.
No, it's just good to have dialogue. That's the most important thing in my opinion in parenting, like we've talked about. You can set rules in place, you can try to add structure, you can even try to do fun events. But if you're not having like open conversations, like that's where real like relationship grows. That's where you can have those like teaching moments. Because it's so true that, you know, the more that you spend time together and talk about things, like that's where you can really learn and grow. And that's my hope as a parent. And I know that is for you too. So fun stuff.
You don't know what I learned?
Well, oh yeah, I do want to. Maddie said she learned something.
I learned that Sarah is the most likely out of the four of us to accidentally poop themselves when they. That's what I learned.
I thought we already knew that, though.
I didn't. I had no idea. That's my takeaway.
My second takeaway is that anytime you want to take it serious, then Maddie has to mention poop.
Yes. Yeah. Or farts.
Anyway, great to see you both. Thank you, Caroline, for joining us. See you guys for part three, maybe. We'll do a part three sometime. Great job. Bye!